CBS News Brief. About 50 couples started the day engaged in Russellville, Arkansas. They're leaving as newlyweds, married during the eclipse. Hagen and Elena Patterson among them.
This is really, really cool. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I think.
Yeah, it just lined up so perfectly. I'm so glad that we could come do this.
Donald Trump has disappointed some supporters by saying he would leave abortion laws to the states rather than go for a federal ban on the procedures.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be.
President Biden has announced a new student debt relief program. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
The new plan likely faces legal challenges from Republican-led states that challenge the original executive order. If approved, officials say some people could start seeing relief by early this fall, just ahead of the election.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin today. He's announcing a new program that could benefit millions of student loan borrowers.
The Department of Education has been working to potentially help people who've been holding debt for decades, those who might be able to show different kinds of financial hardship, or perhaps those whose debt now, because of interest, has ballooned beyond what they originally took out.
Mary Alice Parks reporting. Local election clerks say they'll do their best to do their jobs and serve voters under two new constitutional amendments passed by voters last week. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard tells Capital City Sunday her office will do its best to run safe and secure elections. Private money is banned from boosting the ballot count. Bernard says she's working on backup plans in case she needs more money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The hunt is still on in Kenosha County for a suspect involved in a bank robbery. Police got a report about the Chase Bank in Pleasant Prairie being robbed on Saturday afternoon. Although an image of the suspect, who appears to be in his 40s or 50s, has been released, he disguised himself with a mask and sunglasses. At around that same time, there was a bomb threat called into the Costco in Pleasant Prairie. Investigators are looking into a possible connection between the two incidents. At this point, a flood warning will last all week for the Fox River in Kenosha County. The river near New Munster is under warning until early Saturday morning. There's still minor flooding going on around some homes in the town of Wheatland and the village of Salem Lakes. The river is expected to fall below flood stage Friday night. The river is still about a foot and a half above the 11-foot flood stage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners, Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick, had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not try and do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, what, four games left and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, showers around, and lows in the mid-40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, maybe a pop-up shower, warmer. Highs low 60s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-60s Wednesday. The wind picks up Thursday, clouds roll back in, and another chance of showers. It's 67 right now.
A coming-of-age story about staying true to yourself, Stargirl, opens this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. Based on the Jerry Spinelli novel, Leo's life in high school is about fitting in and keeping the status quo until a new student, Stargirl, arrives. She stands out in every...
Me what to do and being intrusive in my life? Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.